Second down and long. Nate throws it right side. It is caught across the 35, 37.
Eli Berthium on that one.
First down, Braves. Yes, sir. Eli Berthium. And if you're Marquette here, how do you possibly stop the Braves? They've got so many weapons. You can't double any of them. You can't double Gibbs. You can't double Vitadeau.
Yeah, if you stack your guys in one place, it's just not going to – it'll just be passed to another.
This one's incomplete as they went to the hurry up again. No huddle and tried to catch Marquette napping. They tried to hit Casey Alwarden up the right side. It's incomplete. That incomplete's not the worst thing, though, because it gives them a chance to get back and set up. Boy, that sun is something else, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I'm having a hard time seeing the field.
Yeah, I know. But in another 20 minutes, it'll be below the tree line there across the highway from this. Boy, the field looks absolutely great, even though we got deluged with rain about a couple of hours ago. So the Braves come up with the ball at the 37. First down, second
near side.
Second down at 10. Young back to throw.
Toss to Vitadeau, looks like.
Is it to Elliott right side, but he'll get nowhere. He was well behind the line of scrimmage, and actually Elliott did good to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he did. That could have been a loss, but we made it even.
Was it Solis? He said Solis. I thought it was Elliott Vitadeau that caught it, but
no, that was Vitadeau on that one.
Yeah, it sure was. Third and 10 for the Braves at the 36. Halfway almost through the first half, 24-0. Gladstone leading Marquette here. At halftime, you're going to hear from Austin Solis and Johnny Soderman. Could I have picked two, like, more lively guys for that interview?
There's character on them, all right.
That character, there you go. Young now. Back to throw. Here comes a rush. He gets away. Throws it upfield. He's got a man. It's overthrown. Incomplete.
A little bit over in front of Casey, or else he would have got that one.
That's a touchdown if Nate had another second to throw, but he didn't. So the Braves will be forced to punt here with 6:17 left in the half. So the Braves get one first down, but they'll have to kick it away. And that's the first time we've had to punt. Is it Isaac? Who's going to punt here?
Looks like Isaac just went out, but I can't tell yet.
I don't think they'll go for it on their own 36. No, they're in punt formation here.
That's going to be
Caden Gibbs? Oh, no, Elliott Vitadeau.
Yeah, Vitadeau.
Elliott Vitadeau to punt for the Braves. Kicks it. Right side, bounce, baby. Nope, it takes one hop, and it's over the 35, 40-yard line. Gets what he can out of bounds.
That was like he went out about the 43, I think.
Yep. Lakenin returning it. So Marquette's got great field position here out near midfield with 6:11 to go in the half. Does Marquette, they have one first down in the game on that long pass.
Yeah, it was that one.
They're on the 40. That's where they put the ball down in their own territory for Marquette. With 6:11 to go in the first half, and Gladstone ahead 24-0. Jeremu standing back in the backfield. He's back. He throws it over the middle. That was a dangerous play. That could have been a pick six back the other way. It is caught by Sager, but he is behind the line of scrimmage. Got absolutely leveled that time by Ethan Larson, and he lost a yard. Boy, this screen just didn't develop for them, did it? Gladstone Braves football, thanks to our friends at Oven King Pizza and Remy Battery. Thanks once again for all the sponsors giving Gavin and I cash to put these games on the air. Jeremu back, he's going to run now, near side. Cuts and he is put down that time. Chasing him down was Nate Young.
Yeah, he had him down to rights. Still a gain of a few, I think.
Yeah, he got five.
But and Nate Young, he's so fast, it's really hard to escape him.
That could have been a big play for them, but Nate Young kept it to a five-yard gain. So they're at the 45 in their own territory for Marquette, the ball, with 5:37 to go. Two receivers on each side of the field as Jeremu drops back into the shotgun again. Third down. Throws it out near side. It is caught shy of the first down. Caden Gibbs wrapped him up. Lakenin with the grab. But he is short of the first down. He got four. It'll be fourth and one for Marquette at the 49. I'm sure they'll go for it here.
Yeah, if they can just get a big push, they can get that yard.
Yeah. Under five to go in the half. Braves 24, Marquette nothing. All right, here's Jermu giving it. Welch, he won't get there. He is stopped. He is put down shy of the first down by Big Aaron Hughes. How about that defense?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Aaron Hughes, you know, he was in the gym all offseason, and he was working hard, and he got real big. You seen him lately?
Oh, my gosh, yes. He snaps me every day. I think we've got like at least a 30 or 40 snap streak.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he's been hitting the gym, and, I mean,
that's where he's always at.
Yeah, I mean, I always see him there.
Are they going to bring the chains over? No, okay. I was going to say, he was clearly short.
Yeah, you could see that one.
So, 24-0 Braves, that defense absolutely stifling tonight. Nate Young. Back in the shotgun. He's got Thorbon behind him in the backfield. He is back. Rolling left. In trouble. Gets away. Heaves it deep upfield into coverage. Picked off. Oh, he couldn't hang on when he hit the ground. Incomplete.
That was almost a good interception.
Lakenin got that one. That was not a wise throw by Nate Young.
No, he was just trying to get it out there, but it happens.
So maybe he was actually trying to throw it out of bounds and he didn't get it far enough? Or was he trying to feather it into Caden Gibbs there?
It looks like he was trying to reach Caden, but he was just getting locked up by, what was that, Lakenin?
That was close to PI, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on him close there.
But good coverage on his part, though. Hey, it's not called PI, that's good coverage.
Good coverage, yeah.
That's right. So, second down and 10. The give near side to Vinito, and he's tripped up as he crosses the 45 to the Marquette 44, gain of 6.
That's a good run by Vinito right there.
They'll mark him at the 45, so yeah, 5 yards. Yeah, and that had some potential there, actually.
It did. They had some really good blocks right up front, and he had a good gap.
So third and 5 for Gladstone at the Marquette 45. 4:17, clock running. Second quarter, 24-0 Braves lead here over the Redmen. Three receivers, far side of the field. Gives the only receiver near side. Young in the shotgun. Thorbon behind him. He's back to throw. Pressure comes. He heaves it deep upfield. It's incomplete. Again, into double coverage, and two dudes could have picked that one off for Marquette.
And we had a hit on Nate, too, in the backfield there.
Marquette's bringing everybody now, and the problem for them is if they don't get to him, it's going to be they're going to give up some long touchdowns, you know?
Yeah, they got to rush Nate as much as they can.
So the Braves will be forced to punt on 4th and 5. Unless they don't, it's at the mark at 45. I think Craig will play the percentages here. 3:57 to go in the half. Try to bury them deep inside their own 10. Vinito to punt. But we'll see. I wouldn't personally go for it. I would put them deep.
Vinito's got a nice boot, though.
Yep. And there's the kick. End over end, fair catch. No, he'll take it out at the 10-yard line, and that was a mistake. He is put down, nicely done.
It's going to be down at about 15.
And how about the sure tackle there by Evan Wolfer, a guy we haven't talked
about. Yeah, I mean, what is he, a junior now, right?
Yeah, it's amazing because I remember when he was really tiny. I mean, really young. He wasn't tiny, but...
Yeah, we have a younger team this year, too.
Marquette gets the ball on their own 16. They've stopped the Braves 2 straight possessions. 3:47 to go in the half. Marquette will spread it out. 2 receivers near side, 1 to the left. Jeremu drops back. He's at the 10, heaves it upfield. It's caught, but the Braves are all over the receiver that time.
McPhee with the catch. Looks like a gain about 7 yards on that one. Call it more like 8, actually.
Yeah, they are. They're giving him the 24. McPhee's first catch of the game. But they have really hassled Jeremu, and really, we're just getting a great push from our defensive line. Let's just call it what it is, right? Jeremu now, back to throw, throws it out near side, and is caught. Got a couple. Is that McPhee again?
Yep. Yeah, that was McPhee.
He's got the about a yard shy.
It's close. Yeah, about a yard.
258, 257. It is a first down for Marquette as they look at it. From the 26-yard line in their own territory, Marquette gets their third first down of the game. As Jeremu straight back to throw again. Heaves it deep up the middle of the field, and McPhee, it was just off his fingertips, just a bit overthrown. He was in between two defenders. He had a good lane to the end zone.
Yeah, he just barely missed that catch. And, you know, he's a real tall kid, too. He's about 6'6", it says. So
yeah.
It's going to be hard to guard him.
And, again, he's one of the young guys. He's a junior. 2:36 to go in the half. Gladstone 24, Marquette nothing. Marquette with the football on their own 26-yard line, second down and 10. That sun has gone down behind the trees.
Thankfully.
I know, right? Here's Welch up the middle, and wow, right there to greet him and say hello.
Cousin Vinny.
Our cousin Vinny. There he is. Oh, you got to love that kid, eh?
Yeah, he's a beast.
And you know what? When he took over as center last year for us, that was huge on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, you know, Vinny, he's not a big fan of center, but he is a good center.
No, he didn't enjoy it. I'm not saying he loved it, right? Jeremu on third and 10, throws it up the middle. It is incomplete. It skipped into McPhee as he dove down for the ball, and it's fourth and 10, and Marquette will be forced to punt again with 2 minutes to go in the half. See if we can set up a good return here. I don't think you would risk it going after the punt. You're up 24-0. You don't risk a roughing the punter or anything like that.
Yeah, you just want to play it safe for these last 2 minutes here.
Yep. You get the ball first to start the second half as well. So Vidado and Al Warden will be back deep, and they're just barely into Braves territory at the 40 and 45 respectively. Now they'll back up a little bit. I think they were being too optimistic of where they were. McPhee will punt it away. Waiting for the snap. McPhee gets a good snap. This one's a great kick.
Great punt, yep.
Al Warden at his own 36. Up the right side, gets to the 45, the 50. Al Warden taking it right side, 40, down the sidelines, 35 out of bounds. Casey Al Warden takes it back.
Amazing run by Casey there.
Wow, inside the 30-yard line of the Redmen. Casey Al Warden again. He just gets those feet going, and he kind of sneaks by people, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a smaller guy, but I'll tell you right now, he's a force to be reckoned with his speed like that.
They're at the Marquette 32, and really, Marquette's got to feel that the game's been played in their territory the whole night, and it has.
Yeah, they've only had, what was it, three first downs?
Three first downs, yeah. Gladstone 24, Marquette nothing. Nate Young at the 32 of Marquette. Young, one receiver near side, stacked in the middle. Oh, it went right through his
low snap.
Yep, it's on the ground, but Nate picks it up. Now he's going to just throw it out of bounds. Incomplete. That was the first bad snap that we've had in this game. Is he going to call grounding on that? I guess not. Okay.
Yeah, no, he that was not grounding there.
No. I think that's what Eric Mason was asking for on the Marquette sideline there.
That's a reach.
Oh, I know, but I didn't see any receivers over there either. Remember, we only had a one-out, wide-out look, and Caden was on this side of the field.
Yeah, he was on your side.
Caden, the same look here. They're going to try to do it without the bad snap this time. How about that? 1:40 left in the half. Second and 10 for the Braves. Casey or Nate Young to throw over the middle, and Elliot Vinito's got it. First down, Braves inside the 20.
There we go. We got that snap down. That was a perfect snap, that play.
Yep.
He's able to get it out right away.
And they're going to go quick again here with the football at the 19 of the visiting Marquette Football Club. Yeah, Young just found his man, and Vinito made no mistake. Low snap, picked up. Young heaves it out right side, and it's incomplete. He tried to get it over to Eli Berthume, and it's incomplete. You know what? That's the third time that we've gone hurry up and nothing.
Work.
No.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit too rushed for our guys even.
Yeah. We've got plenty of time. There's two timeouts left for both teams.
A minute 24 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. You could run the ball at Terry here with and kill a little bit of that clock. All right, so Al Warden split to the outside. We have Vitito and Gibbs split to the near side. And an empty backfield now as another receiver goes.
Yep.
Five guys out as receivers. And Young's going to keep it himself. Quarterback draw backs his way into the 10-yard line. You know, that's a good smart call. And the reason is they have to account for all of them dudes, right?
Yeah, and then they just left that backfield just empty for Nate.
Third down and about 2 yards to go for the Braves at the 11 of the Marquette Redmond. Young to throw. Heaves it out. Near side. Picked off. And it is coming back this way. Across the 40-yard line.
Will Gale with a catch from Marquette there. Interception.
Will Gale, yep. Well, got a little too cute in the red zone, didn't they?
Yeah. They got 53 seconds, and they can make a play with that, too.
Yeah. The interception return for Marquette will come out over the 30. To the 30 is where they're going to put it down. Well, what does Marquette do here? They've got the ball on the 30.
They've been liking their passes tonight.
And the Braves are going to call a timeout. So the Gladstone Braves turned it over when they had a foot on the throat of the Marquette Redmen. They're a chance to really put this game away. It's a three-possession game right now. But he jumped out. You know what? Give Will Gale credit. He jumped that route nice.
Yeah, he caught the ball pretty nice on that interception there.
Brought it back along the near sideline in front of the Braves bench and got it to the 30. Gladstone Braves football brought to you in part by Tux Auto Repair, by the Upper Peninsula State Bank, by Northern Michigan Veneer, and by Taylor Lord & Hughes Insurance Agency. All proud to bring you Gladstone Braves football here in 2023. Next week, we're back here against the Negaunee Miners. Next Thursday. That's a Thursday game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might be able to make her.
I don't think so.
No?
No, because I got some stuff up in Cadillac Thursday night.
All right. Well, we'll have a fill-in for you, and you'll be back with me in 2 weeks in Kingsford.
Oh, yeah. Just my bye week, you know.
Yeah, it's your bye. We'll find a fill-in for you next week, Gavin. Well, Marquette's got it on their own 30. They have two timeouts left and the 53 seconds to work with. And as we saw last year, they could score quickly. Jeremu back to throw. Here comes a rush. He sets up a screen to the outside. Welch. Welch tried to get to the outside, but it just fell apart for him.
Still got a gain of about four there.
Down to 40 seconds, though. He got six. Second down and four. Down to 30 seconds, and Marquette could have used the timeout. They didn't. And now they're taking a lot of time back in the huddle. Heaves it down left side. Incomplete again.
Too far on that pass.
Yep. They've been awfully close. Sager was the intended receiver in front of the Marquette bench. Third down coming up for Marquette with 24 seconds left in the half. Really surprised they used that much time and didn't use one of their timeouts when he couldn't get out of bounds. Welch was hustling, trying to get to the sideline, couldn't get there.
Yeah, I wasn't able to reach it quite.
So they're on their own 36. It's third down and four. 24 seconds left in the half. Johnny Soderman and Austin Salas, our halftime interviews, coming up from here at the Marble Athletic Field. 24-0 Braves lead. Now Jeremu to throw. Rush comes. He rolls to the left. Jermu just going to take what he can, gets out of bounds. I think he's got the first down.
And we stopped at the 16.
16 seconds, yep. I think he has the first down. No.
It was later, but.
Yeah, fourth and four coming up. I thought he was at the sticks, but it turns out he must have stepped out of bounds. So 16 seconds, Marquette's on their own 36. And they're going to bring out the rosary beads and throw up a Hail Mary here, hey?
Yeah, we're going to have trips on near side here.
16 seconds left, fourth and four, Marquette on their own 36. Jeremu throws it over the middle. He's got McPhee. He's got the first down at the Braves 45. Braves played very soft coverage that time, as you'd expect. They gave up the 20 yards. But this gives Marquette a chance for a Hail Mary with 8 seconds left in the half.
Yeah.
19 yards on that one, and a timeout called by, I believe, the Redmen. So both teams with one left. There's 8 seconds left. Marquette can do a short, like a dump off or something like that. They don't have to use the sideline. They have a timeout left. So what do you call here if you're Marquette?
I'm thinking they might try to go get it in the middle of the field near the 30, and then they can go for a longer pass.
Yeah, Jermu's got a good arm. He could get it there to the goal line, I'm sure.
They might try to play a little bit safe, but they don't really have time. But with that timeout, they might be able to make it work.
Yeah. Now they probably wish they didn't use up 22 seconds on that.
Yeah, that first play of the series.
Yeah. All right, so is it Hail Mary time for Jackson Jermu here? We'll see. All right, we jumped offside. So that gets him to the 40. And now he's got a shot at getting it there.
Yeah, now he's in that range. He's going to be able to.
So what do you do? Do you play? Look how many guys we have playing back now. I mean, this is definitely a definition of prevent defense. First and five. Back to throw Jermu. Plenty of time. Rolls left. This will be the last play. Gets to the outside. Jermu sets it up. Launches it for the end zone. Up in the air. It's intercepted.
Intercepted by Eli Berthium.
Eli Berthium indeed. A dominating